Chinese officials are trying to manage another situation today. They've announced new restrictions on the export of what are known as rare earth minerals. Now, that may not grab your attention, but here's the thing. The minerals are used to make such items as iPads, PCs, and a host of new green energy technologies. Get the picture? China currently produces 97% of the global supply of rare earths, and reduced exports of rare earths could mean higher prices on a wide range of high-tech products. Thomas Gradle is a professor of industrial ecology at Yale University. He's now in New Haven, Connecticut, at his office. Professor, what's so special about these materials, for instance, yttrium and ytterbium? I imagine that most of us have never heard of those things. You're the exception, which is why we're talking to you, in fact, right now. These are prized elements, but what is it that makes them so prized, especially now?
Their use and the use of other elements as well is why our computers are as fast as they are, our medical imaging systems are as good as they are, and our jet engines are as efficient as they are.
Okay, so if I, for instance, took apart a wind turbine or an iPod or a cell phone, could I see one of these rare earth metals?
In a wind turbine, you could. In a small electronic product, no, they're probably as abundant in those as the equivalent of a few grains of table salt.
Okay, so bring China into the picture then. Does China simply have more of these rare earths to mine, or is it that they're simply ahead of the game in terms of producing them?
China has rich deposits, but there are rich deposits elsewhere. At present, there are startup activities underway in California and Australia. It will be some years before the California and Australia mines are producing large quantities. So it looks unlikely that there will be any significant inroads to Chinese domination for several years at least.
Okay, now we're talking with you in part because you helped write a report for the UN Environmental Program on the potential for recycling these metals. Why isn't the recycling happening right now?
There are three reasons. One is that the material has gone into use so recently that it's not yet available for recycling. The second is that people are not inclined to be very careful about putting their products into recycling chains. And the third is the technology to recover small amounts of material from electronics and other applications is quite challenging and not widely available.
And what can be done to allow recycling? And are we talking about, you know, putting a deposit on a cell phone that you buy in order to recycle the rare earths that are inside?
It's my opinion that recycling deposits are likely to be one of the more effective tools that we have. A lot of the material, though, is used not by individuals but by corporations. And in those cases, I think we're likely to get the material back. And the question there is, can we develop recycling technologies that are efficient enough so that we can use it when we get it back? That's still a work in progress, and I think that's likely to proceed faster than the collection process.
All right. Thank you. Professor Thomas Gradle is a professor of industrial ecology at Yale University, speaking to us from his office in New Haven. Thank you, Professor.